Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. It's April 5th, 2015. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. Happy Easter, everyone. It's just a wonderful, beautiful day down here in sunny South Florida. Wishing you all a very happy, healthy, and blessed holiday. Tonight's topic is community outreach. My approach to bring awareness to the listeners nationwide has been a continued commitment since 2009. The homeless, abused, and veterans that are also struggling to keep a roof over their head. This has affected me to the core. To bring clothes and spiritual literature is a blessing. A smile and a hug goes a long way. The humility that goes hand in hand with helping the homeless has enhanced me as a person with character to experience empathy. These men and women are grateful for clean clothes. A big thank you goes out to the city of Margate in Broward County. Many donations came in to the children's shelters. It was a beautiful orphanage. These children, the parents lost custody of some sort, or they were surrendered to the state. But lovely people were running the facility, and we had the opportunity to get donations from people that made a good amount of money per year, and they were beautiful clothes, and we were happy to give the donations there. That's the House of Hope in Lake Worth. Again, donations have been coming in all year long. Men's, women's, and children's are available all year for collection. It's in East Lake Worth drop-off. If you live in Palm Beach County, Broward County, even if you're out of state, I know I have Mary Ellen Nugent Lee calling in from New York City here on the lines. I'm bringing her on shortly, and we're going to discuss how from the northeast to the southeast or wherever you are, whoever you are listening today, you can get involved with Plan for Fitness and this community outreach project. And I really feel that communication is the key to coordinating for donations. That will be handed out personally by myself on foot. Sometimes I'm in a vehicle, but a lot of times I'm on foot, and it's a privilege to do so. The majority of people that I see are sleeping on a bench, and I have prayer books, clean socks, shirts. The other percentage are awake and in need of clean clothes. They may have lost their direction, but they say thank you. And if assistance for a shelter could be provided, I help administratively for a transition. Some homeless are addicts and alcoholics. Some are not. I think that's an important factor, being that I come face-to-face with these people, and many other caring organizations do the same. And this is the same for people who have houses, cars, and jobs. You know, we need to stay humble on our journey and remember that some people had wonderful jobs at one time, and they just lost their way, and that is the sadness, the vacancy in the eyes when I go out there on the streets in Palm Beach County. Lifestyle management and self-care are two pertinent issues that must be in order to survive and to live a normal life where you aren't homeless. Let me see if I can bring Mary Ellen Nugent Lee on. Mary Ellen?
Yeah, hi, Deborah. How are you?
From 2PR Chicks, ladies and gentlemen, CEO Mary Ellen Nugent Lee, who is a dynamo. She sponsors PlanForFitnessRadio.com, the website, designed and constructs it, supports it, sponsors it. She is calling in because she understands the passion of what we've been going through with helping the homeless. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Tell me what's on your mind today. And first of all, happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter to you. I know that you've been out there this spring really trying to help these people that are in South Florida. And I know how passionate you are about it. To give up your holiday to go on the air and really help people become aware of the situation and give them this measure of hope and help.
Thank you very much, Mary Ellen. And it's been a continued effort. You know, I've had assistance from the city of Margate bringing a lot of clothes up. People in Palm Beach have definitely stepped up. And the message is really we want to share with your people up in New York and who's ever listening. You know, sometimes if you have to ship a package, it costs a little money and we don't really want that. But if you're willing to do it for a good cause, clean out your closet, do what you can, get some friends together, even if you each get two articles of clothing. One box can clothe several people. And so
yeah,
I think the thing that people
don't realize is the kinds of things that the homeless need. I mean, simple things, even like new socks, new underwear. These are inexpensive things that people can pick up and bring over to you or can ship to you. I mean, that's so important. I also like the fact that you've been collecting toiletries, things like toothbrushes and toothpaste and soaps and things like that. Such small things, but they go a long way toward building goodwill and helping people feel like they're
right.
You know, real individuals and real human beings, like you're looking at them.
They deserve to have. I mean, this is a very sad situation. You saw the pictures I sent you from Florida of the men sleeping on the benches. They never woke up, you know, and that particular day I took my client and he was having a very rough day. I pushed him in the wheelchair. I said, this is what it's like living rough when somebody's lost all hope or just doesn't have the means to make it for some reason. I think here in the city of Lake Forest where we are, we don't have a shelter. And in Palm Beach, we'll talk about the underbelly because you know about it very well. But I'd like to hear from you because, you know, you're living in the city. Do you see a lot of homelessness in your area?
I do, but there's a real tight-knit organization in the city of New York that addresses this, and they are relentless in their efforts to help the homeless be seen, to destigmatize the issue of homelessness, and also there are places like the Bowery Mission that really go out of their way. They do a super job at providing shelter, and there are a number of churches and not-for-profit organizations. But it's one of those things, as you mentioned earlier, sometimes it's simply unavoidable. Yet through no fault of their own, a breadwinner might lose their job, somebody might become ill and not be able to make the rent and not be able to have, a health facility that will be able to take them in. It's just, the biggest thing is not to treat people who are on the street as invisible and see what the issue is. And I think that's the most important thing. And the fact that you go out and really talk to these people face to face, I'm sure it gives them a great deal of dignity. How did you get into this? How did you get involved?
Okay, well, I mean, The Underbelly is a book that I got from Pastor Olga and Marvin. And the underbelly, underneath the title, it says, The Palm Beach No One Talks About. as I go through the book, and I have many times, I recognize the locals because I've been in Palm Beach County over 30 years. And I know some of the homeless, and some, I mean, they're not all drunk and drug addicts. It's just they certainly have lost something along the way. Some of them die out there. Some of them are robbed. The homeless rob the homeless, and you see it. But, you know, I just feel like when I
got involved with Pastor Olga and Marvin, they were doing a food pantry. And, you know, so many people struggle. I don't care who you are. At one point in your life, you've struggled, including myself. And so they were very kind people. I got to know the organization. She gave me this book. And this book was so powerful. And I read through it. And I cried. And you saw the people. Some of them weren't young. And they're living in abandoned houses. They're not, you know, a lot of them aren't like convicted felons. Like a lot of people think, oh, they're criminals and this, that, and the other. But, you know, there's people that are in trouble or criminals that aren't homeless. So as you said, you know, we should look at everyone like a person and treat them and try to help them. And that's what the Lord says, you know. Mass this morning, I went with two seniors. 67 and 68 years old. You know, I just turned 42. And it was a pleasure. And, you know, Mr. Hess is Jewish, but we went anyway. And it was beautiful. And that's how I started my day today. Because this show is very powerful and positive for the both of us.
That's
the press
beautiful.
Release, very beautiful. I wanted to talk a little bit about the press release and two PR chicks because you're an extremely talented woman. Could you explain to the listeners? Thank you. could you explain to the listeners how you created this press release and brought the message of what we're going to do today?
The big thing is that you and I have known each other for quite some time. I have known about Planned Fitness talk show for so many years. I think since you had Dr. Bruno on to talk about joint health, you've spoken to Lorraine Croft about body image. You've interviewed so many, an eclectic group of guests, and including Pastor Olga and Marvin Smith. And so putting together the press release was not, you know, difficult at all because I know how committed you are to this issue of helping the homeless, helping out-of-work veterans, and even going to visit battered and abused women in shelters. So just knowing your story and your commitment helped me put this narrative together, and it's newsworthy. There are people who talk a good game about, oh, what can we do, what can we do, and here you are since 2013 really going out there and putting people who are involved on your show. You're going out to talk to the homeless and find out what it is they really need. You are collecting toiletries and clothing and distributing it, and also using social media to get out there and provide messages of hope and inspiration. I mean, on a regular basis, you're out there on your Twitter account, and you're out there and you're sending positive vibes out into the universe. So creating the narrative for the press release was not a difficult thing for me to do.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm going through this book, and I wrote Pastor Olga and told her we were going on the air, and I would not forget the underbelly. And I just see a small paragraph because, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Art and Compassion. You can Google it on Facebook. Art and Compassion was founded 10 years ago by Pastors Marvin and Olga Smith. They have made it their life's mission to meet physical and spiritual needs of West Palm Beach marginalized community. Their mystery serves the destitute, disenfranchised, who might otherwise fall through the cracks of society. So they were a lot of inspiration for me, and it was it's an honor to be able to talk about the underbelly. It's been quite a while, and you know, doing this work, Mary Ellen, is very special. And some people said, so, you know, how does this tie into Plan for Fitness? I says, you know, when you go out and do stuff like this, this is wellness, caring, kindness, empathy. This is emotions of wellness. And I believe in giving, you know, you don't expect to receive, but the abundance of blessings that come along with those good vibrations multiply, and then you spread the love and you spread the light and you give of yourself. And this, so this has really been, yeah, an honor to do it.
That's so true. I mean, you bring up a very good point. I think attitude has such a lot to do with our health and well-being. And when you can go out and listen to someone and hear their story and become connected, I think that it not only helps their wellness, but your own as well. There must be, we have to have human connections in order to feel better about ourselves and about each other. And think about what we can do just with those kind of inspiring episodes.
Well, I'm totally enlightened by the whole subject, and I was so happy to do this episode on the topic. And, you know, we know Plan for Fitness is always, you know, working hard and available for rehabilitation or nursing home neglect visits, transition to independent living. But this community outreach has become so big for me, and it's what I feel good doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to get involved with the project, please contact me directly on the talk show line at area code 561-856-0100. If you're local in Palm Beach County, the drop-off is in East Lake Worth. And I'm even willing to pay for shipping if you want to send something. And so this book, let me see, I want to read something else because it's so powerful. It says, even if it's a little thing, do something for those in need of help, something for which you get no pay but the privilege of doing it. And so this is what I felt. You know, men, I went to church today, a Catholic mass with Mr. Hess and another senior, I believe I said earlier, and there was an Italian priest there. And it was just such a powerful mass. And there's all different kinds of people, cultures. But we were there, and that's how we started our day. And I just felt so overjoyed and blessed. And this show tonight was really strong on my mind. And I wanted to bring a message of awareness. Anything to add, sweetheart?
Well, I was wondering, how do the people that you encounter react when you bring them the food, the clothing, the toiletries, the Bible tracts? What's the reaction? Do they welcome it? Are they fearful of you? Or are they suspicious? Or do they feel when you come into the park and you start talking to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good question. I'm usually in Bryant Park, again, right before the bridge by Lake Worth Beach, downtown Bryant Park, or Bicentennial Park across from the Lake Worth Library. And when I go there, by now, actually, Mary Ellen, they know me.
Aww.
Most of them know my face. Yeah, it's cool, you know. And then one time I looked up and I saw like a PBS. Oh, and I looked like, am I in trouble? He goes, nope. Because I'm just supervising, seeing what's going on. I said, sir, I have clean clothes. He goes, it's no problem, as long as they don't leave a mess. So I distributed. I said, I need two shirts. I said, put your stuff away. There's a police. and you know, have a good day. But the reaction and the reception is this. You go there, you see them, some of them haven't had a bath, some of them have been out a while. The last one I saw was a lady in a wheelchair with a dog.
And that
really tore me up. I don't have anything to fit her, but I know I had given her something. But the bottom line is this, they're so receptive. All I hear is, thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I've
you
never
know them
had
by
a,
name, because I know we,
yeah.
when you chat about the people that you've met out there, it's not just this one or that one. You speak about James, and you speak about Fred, and you speak about the they're not just invisible people to you, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. And, you know, because a lot of people are scared of the homeless. They don't know. They're like, oh, you know, are they doing drugs? Are they going to steal from me? Or do they just want beer money? Well, you know, the other day, and I rarely give out money, but the one gentleman I can talk about is Marty. Marty, I've known for over 2 years. He's been sleeping outside. He lost his job. His family is not willing to house him. And every time I see him, he's reading on the park bench. He sits by the water. The police don't mind him being around because he doesn't cause trouble. And he's, again, always smiling and reading and being grateful. He goes, I just need a job. And he's the one person that I feel like, you know, I may sit as we talk and get a picture with him and say, you know what, this gentleman needs a job. And he can walk to work if it's in East Lake Worth. Take the bus. He can do something. He's a good person.
Well,
we
will help spread the word for Marty. Absolutely. And I think if your listeners can stop by your website, go to planforfitnessradio.com. They can send you an email if they want more information or if they feel they've got a job for Marty. Or any of the people that you're meeting out there on the street.
Yes.
Or even if they want to donate things like granola bars or like I said, socks,
right.
A couple of bars of soap. Nothing's too big or too small. I know that from having,
I also remember, you know, my story. I mean, I'm a single woman. Sometimes, I mean, things are very tight with the budget. And one day I went out. With like peanut butter sandwiches, like 8 of them, and everybody ate one. They were hungry, and they were like, thank you. I'm like, it's nothing special, but it's just extra food, and they were like, thank you. And you walk away with your heart is filled with joy, but you cry because it is so sad. You know, they don't have the roof, and people say, well, some of them don't try. However, and my thing, and I'd like to say it on the air, is, you know, where I live in this city, it's tropical and it's pretty. It's not Palm Beach, but Palm Beach is right around the corner. But they should have a shelter here. And there should be rules because there is a lot of crack addiction. There is prostitution. And I feel like if you had a shelter and you checked in and you were sober, then that would be excusable. Go in and there should be programs and we can donate clothes there and help them get back into society instead of leaving them like, hey, that's a lost cause, because I've met a lot of sweet souls and it's just really eye-opening. And, you know, recently I had a battered woman come to me and I was working part-time somewhere for food and beverage. And she says, I have money. I lost my phone. And we get a lot of that over there, you know. And I says, look, go sit outside, and I'm going to get you a slice of pizza and some water. And I gave her 3 numbers to a shelter. If anybody runs across somebody like that, if they really want help and they have a phone, you give them the numbers and you give them a slice or you give them something to eat, the Lord is going to bless you. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what it says, help others. You know, you don't have to dig out $20 or give them money, but calling a shelter for somebody or getting them a resource number, maybe feeding them, isn't a bad thing.
Absolutely. But honestly, there have to be places and resources that are available to which you can refer them. I'm glad that you're having this conversation tonight, because hopefully there are people listening who have some influence who might take the next step.
Absolutely. And if people are listening, again, and you want to get involved and come down with me on in Lake Worth, Bicentennial Park, Bryant Park, if you want to travel a different area that you see the homeless in need, and we can deliver clothes and dry goods, you can call me directly on the talk show line at area code 561-856-0100, or you can email me at planforfitnesstalkshow@gmail.com. Marian, it's such a pleasure to have you back with me.
Oh,
it really made my day that you're just really, you really recognize what's been going on. How many miles away are we? Approximately 1,200?
Probably, yes. But it doesn't feel that far at all.
Well, no. And the website, you know, the stuff that you put on the website was phenomenal. We do have a YouTube channel called Plan for Fitness, Facebook, Twitter. And can you give the handle, Mary Ellen, on the Twitter?
It's at Plan, P-L-A-N, underscore, the number 4, underscore, fitness. At Plan for Fitness. And that's on Twitter.
Yes.
But you can also, if anybody's on Twitter, if you look for Deborah Vidala, D-E-B-R-A, V-A-D-A-L-A, it's going to come up. And you can support the cause through social media and also by checking out the website, planforfitnessradio.com.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of information on that website, a lot of new pictures. Again, I am a certified fitness trainer and a physical therapy aide. My specialty is a nutrition management for cardiac, diabetic, and renal patients. So nursing home neglect is a huge issue. If you're out of state and you have a loved one down here in Florida and you need visitations, you can contact me directly, and I certainly can go in and check on them. My client is now a successful transition, living independently, and was bound in a wheelchair in a bed in a nursing home. So it is serious stuff. It's not all the time, but there is some scary stuff that goes on if you don't check on your loved one. Mary Ellen, any events up in New York City that you want to talk about that you're getting involved in?
Oh, well, we just finished up International Pillow Fight Day yesterday, so everybody's a little bit exhausted after welcoming this annual rite of spring to swing around some pillows and hit complete strangers with abandon and with no reprisal.
That's so cool. Oh, giving me a little. That's so awesome. Daycron Rocks. We want to give a shout out to them. We're getting a signal. We're going to go off the air. Mary Ellen Nugent Lee, thank you for calling from New York City. I love you, and thank you for all your commitment.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. We'll be back with the next show next Sunday at 6:30.